Welcome to the Change Your World Women's Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm super excited to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Catherine White. Catherine, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. As always, it's an honor to speak. And good afternoon, listeners. I am very excited for the information that I'm about to share. And just a little bit about myself. I'm a life and business coach. I am ICF certified, and I'm also certified through John Maxwell, and I do a lot of speaking and training on John Maxwell material, so I cover a broad variety of topics. So because I do focus with life coaching and business coaching, I got thinking about that, and I got thinking that you might be wondering, well, how does life coaching and how does business coaching tie together? So I want to ask you this question. Have you ever worked for an employer who told you to, quote, keep your personal life at home, as though stepping into the office miraculously makes you forget about all your worries and all your problems so that you can be 100% focused on your job? Because at that moment, from 8 to 5 or whatever the hours are that you work, your life is your job, and you are to think of nothing else, right? How realistic is that? As human beings, we're emotional creatures, some more than others. Some of us are better at hiding or suppressing our emotions, but when you really think about it, your personal life will seep into your professional life. So what goes on in our personal lives has a great impact on how successful we are in business. So for this reason, it's critical to have peace and balance in your personal life in order to create the success you desire in your professional life. So what I do is I work with people with the underlying aspects that go on in your personal life so that you can be at a good place personally, and as you transition or move into your professional life on a day-to-day basis, you need to be able to be in a good spot emotionally and in other aspects in your personal life so that you can focus on your business, so that you can go to your work and you can more or less leave your personal life at home. So there are many challenges that each of us face in our personal lives that will negatively affect our professional life. But today I'm going to focus on divorce, because divorce is what some call a growing epidemic that many of you have been through or are currently going through. Having been through divorce myself, I understand the emotional agony and physical struggles that you may face while you go through the divorce process yourself. These struggles can lead to many, many months and sometimes even years of battling in and out of court and paying exorbitant attorney fees. Divorce can literally consume your life, taking your focus away from your business or job, your children, your hobbies, your spiritual life, and virtually every aspect of your life. So as you go through your divorce, you will be faced with many difficult decisions, such as deciding on where to live. How will you notify your children if you have children? How will the debts and assets be divided? How will the other financial matters be handled? Will you need to start a new job? Were you a stay-at-home mom previously, and now you have to go to work, enter the working field? Will you need to change careers because you have to make a move? I mean, there are just absolutely a slew of choices that you will be faced with and that you will be forced to make a decision on. So it can become absolutely overwhelming. In order to make assertive decisions in each of these areas, you will first need to take care of yourself emotionally. So my purpose today is to give you some tools that will help you balance your emotions and gain control of your life throughout the divorce process so that your transition can be smoother, calmer, and quicker in order to avoid those long, expensive court battles that you hear everyone else going through, and so that you can be better focused on the things that matter most in your life, such as your family and your career or the other things that you want to spend your time doing. So some of the steps to help you balance your emotions and gain control of your life, I am going to share with you as you go through the various stages of divorce, you're going to be faced with a myriad of emotions that may be conflicting. So, for example, you may feel anger while at the same time also feeling relief. Do you question, how is this possible? How can I feel anger and relief at the same time? Well, let's assume that you feel anger for the actions that led you to the divorce. Maybe your spouse was unfaithful to you. Maybe at the same time, even though your spouse was unfaithful to you, you still have a deep love for your spouse, and so you're very angry about that. But at the same time, you can feel a great sense of relief because going through that divorce tells you that you don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to deal with that struggle anymore. You don't have to worry about the trust, whether there's trust there or not, as far as your marriage goes. So it's very, very common to have conflicting emotions as you go through your divorce. And you'll probably find yourself going through a change of emotions over and over again. You'll feel like you're on this emotional roller coaster. You're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs. And when you're down, you're going to probably feel really, really down. So whether these particular emotions that I explained are emotions that you're going to experience or not, you are going to be experiencing other emotions. So I recommend that you have a plan in place to help you keep your emotions balanced. So here are some things that can help you. First of all, I recommend that you keep a journal. Writing is found to be very therapeutic. And psychologists, many, many psychologists recommend writing your emotions down because it's a great way for expressing your feelings. And you're able to express your feelings without perhaps attacking somebody else. You can do it in a more calm manner that you're not going to harm or affect someone else. It's also a great way to take time to reflect and remember why you're going through the divorce. It's very easy when you're going through a divorce to question why you're doing this and think that maybe perhaps you shouldn't, and come up with reasons why maybe you should stay. But if you write those things down, why am I really going through this divorce, then you can solidify in your mind, is this the right thing? And if it is, then you will know this is the right thing. So as you're doing this and you're writing this out in your journal, plan out what you can do to improve yourself and your life as you move forward. It's very easy to go through a divorce and have feelings that you're inadequate, you're not good enough. If only you could have done this differently, or you're feeling possibly that this is your fault. So whatever those feelings are that you're going to experience, and whatever the reason is for the divorce, it's really important that you're going to need to work on yourself and get yourself out of the rut that you're going to feel that you're in. So improve yourself, grow, and move forward. Another thing that is important is that you allow yourself to mourn and be angry. Those are valid feelings that you're going to have. And you need to let them out. If you bottle them up or you suppress your feelings, you can end up creating more anger, which could induce problems with your health. However, spending too much time focusing on your grief may lead to other problems, such as depression. So mourning is part of the process. You need to allow yourself that. But when you do so, keep it brief. Don't spend too much time mourning, because you don't want to fall into a trap of depression. Another thing that I suggest is to ask for help at times and allow others to offer you help. let's face it, going from a two-parent to a one-parent household is extremely stressful. All of a sudden, the responsibilities that were shared with your spouse are now done by, guess who? You. And as much as we women tend to be self-sufficient and determined to do things on our own, the reality is we can't. We can't do it all. And especially when we're emotionally hurting. That emotional pain can cause us to feel like even some of the simplest tasks can seem undaunting. So ask for help and let people help you. It's okay and necessary, and at times it's even necessary to have that help. Another suggestion is to do something that makes you feel good. So, like I said, when you're going through your divorce, you're going to have a myriad of emotions, and you're going to be going through this roller coaster, and you're going to be having self-doubt, and you're going to be feeling like several feelings of inadequacy and other feelings that are not really good. So you need to put yourself in a position that you can get yourself to feel better about yourself. So what is something that you enjoy that you haven't done in a while? Is there something that you just felt like you never had time to do, or you didn't do it because it was something your spouse didn't like, or whatever the reason? Find something that you enjoy doing and do that. Find something that helps make you feel beautiful. Do you like to have a facial? Do you like to have your nails done or be pampered in some other way? Or is there a new outfit that you can get that helps make you feel beautiful? It doesn't mean that you have to go overboard and be extravagant, but just the little things that can help you feel good about yourself. Is there a hobby that you would like to pursue, or something that you would like to learn that you haven't done yet? Is there someone else that you can help, or an organization where you can volunteer? Keeping yourself busy will help you take your focus away from your divorce so you can spend less time hurting. And providing service to others also helps you feel better about yourself and your situation. Not only does it feel good to help, but also when we find someone who is struggling worse than we are, what does that do to us? Usually it makes our problems seem smaller. So it feels good to help somebody else. So reach out and find someone you can help. And then I suggest that you work with somebody, a counselor, coach, or a mentor, someone who can help walk you through the process. Because you'll likely find yourself stuck at times, and you'll feel unsure how to move forward, or you may question that this is the right decision. So it's beneficial to have someone who will guide you and keep you on track. You may also need a little extra help navigating through the healing process, and it's important that you do heal, because if you don't heal, then you could find yourself struggling over your divorce for the next several years. And if you end up getting into another marriage, those issues will come into that marriage, and you'll struggle through that marriage. So get some help. Work with somebody who can help you through that healing process. Some other things that you can do are to simplify your life. Are there some things that you're doing now that you don't necessarily need to do? Or are there some things that you can put off for now and take care of later? Because when we are in a position in our life when we're not emotionally well, or we're not emotionally to our best self, as I said earlier, things become very difficult. So if you can let some things go while you're in the process of dealing with this challenge that's ahead of you, then that will help make the process go smoother. I suggest that you become organized. Organize your home. Organize your life. Plan out your day. Prioritize. And do the things to give yourself more structure. And those that will help you better gain control of your life. And, of course, if you have children, take time for your children. Set aside some time that you can really focus on them and do it when you're in a good emotional spot yourself. We talked a lot about how to get yourself in a better emotional place. So as you're doing that, when you're in a good emotional place, that's when you really want to be there for your children. And recognize that your children are going through this just as you are. They're dealing with their own struggles and their own emotions, and they need you there for them. Be understanding and compassionate with your children and communicate with them. Don't be afraid to tell them if they're needing you for something and you're just not emotionally feeling like you can be present for them. Communicate with them and be open and let them know that now's not a good time. Come back and talk to me in 20 minutes and I can help you out. Or reach out and find a friend that maybe can come and help, or take your children out for maybe some ice cream or something. But give them a chance to also be able to do the things like I suggested for you and do some things that help them feel better about themselves and help them take their mind off of the situation. So there are many, many other things that are going to play into the decisions that you need to make as you go through your divorce. And you're going to be faced with some very, very difficult decisions and some very, very emotional decisions. Your life is going to drastically change, but that doesn't mean that has to be the end. That doesn't mean that it has to be a horrible thing that you have to deal with the rest of your life. I mean, obviously, it's going to affect the rest of your life, but it doesn't have to negatively impact the rest of your life. Just like everything else we go through, we live and we learn and we grow. So use this divorce as a growing process to become a better you. So once you are able to balance your emotions, because that is the, like I said, that's the first place that you need to start. Once you're able to do that, you'll be better able to gain control of your life and you'll be able to make better assertive decisions throughout the rest of your divorce. It will assist in your communication with your ex and it will assist in many other areas. That won't be the all-in-all solution for all of your problems that you'll face, but it's going to make things a lot easier. And once you are able to do that and get yourself emotionally balanced, then you can better tackle all the other decisions that you're going to make. So as you continue to go through this divorce, I mentioned that it's very important to have somebody who can walk with you through that divorce, whether it's a counselor or a coach or a mentor or maybe a combination of two or three different sources. So one of the things that I can help you with is to help you walk through that divorce. When you get stuck, I can be there to help you get unstuck. I can walk with you as you make those decisions that are going to be very difficult. And I'll essentially walk alongside you and be there to figuratively, of course, hold your hand. So if you are struggling with a divorce, whether it's something that you're currently going through or maybe you've already been through a divorce but you just haven't quite been able to really work through it and you're still struggling with it, reach out to me. You can do so by going to my website at katherinemwhite.com, .com/connect. That's CHERINEMWHITE.com. And then you can just click on connect and then click on schedule a breakthrough session. And we can go ahead and connect and we can talk about what it is that you're struggling with, what are your concerns, and where is it that you need that extra guidance. So please reach out to me, and I will look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you.